Well, that man in the gospel is you and me. For are we not all death? Jesus said multiple times, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." But we are deafened by all the noise that fills our lives. Music, podcasts, 24-hour news, what a concept that is. All the anxious thoughts that keep cycling around in our head. And so, like the man in the gospel, Jesus wants to take each one of us aside from the multitude privately. He wants to take each one of us off by ourselves, away from the crowd. You know, it's no accident that it was the Word of God that became flesh. It just reveals God's passionate desire to communicate with us. God says through the prophet Hosea, chapter 2, verse 16, he says, "I will allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart." Yes, Jesus wants to speak to our broken and wounded hearts. He wants us to hear those intimate words of love and forgiveness that can bring us healing. But we must let him take us away by ourselves from the crowd. And that's why we've got to have, as intentional disciples, we've got to have that dedicated time each day of solitude and silence so that Jesus can put his finger in our ears and open them. Wow, what an interesting notion that is, huh? You know, I love the Gospel of Mark. I think it's up there with the Gospel of Luke as my favorite gospel. And even though Mark is the shortest gospel of all, what's cool about Mark is that he has all these gritty details that the other evangelists may not have. As we heard in our gospel today, we heard in detail how Jesus healed this man. You know, spitting and sticking fingers in the ear and groaning and all this kind of stuff. You know, we hear about the finger of God elsewhere in the Gospels. It's when the Pharisees accuse Jesus of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons. I can just imagine when they said that to him, how he rolled his eyes. And he thought, what an idiotic notion that is. And he says to them, "Are you serious? Are you saying I cast out demons by Satan? How can a house divided against itself stand?" Yeah, duh. But after he dispels that ridiculous notion, then he says to them, "But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." So that is why Jesus wants to take us aside from the crowd. And we got to let him do it so he can put his finger into our ears, the finger of God, and open them up and cast out the demons of all those noisy voices that are contrary to us being disciples. To cast them out and to open our ears so that the kingdom of God can come upon us. St. Paul gives us a great definition of the kingdom of God in Romans chapter 14, verse 17. He says that what makes the kingdom of God is the saving justice, the peace, and the joy brought by the Holy Spirit. That's what the Lord wants to give us if we let him take us away from the crowd so he can put his finger in our ears and we can hear his loving words. But you know, Jesus also wants to take us away from the crowd so that he can take away our speech impediment. No, our speech is impeded simply because we do not take the time to talk to the Lord from our heart. I mean, special time, just the two of us, when we're focused on Him and fixing our gaze on Him. Not just speaking to Him as we're doing other things, which is a good thing. But it can't replace that special time alone with Him. You know, Jesus wants that communication from us because He loves us. In fact, you know, we heard in the gospel today about how Jesus groaned when He was giving this man the ability to speak again and to hear. That's just the same way that Jesus sighs and groans in His yearning for that intimate relationship with us. And so He wants us to speak to Him from our heart. The bridegroom of our souls says to us in the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14, "Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet." That's what He says to each one of us. He wants to hear us express to Him our love, our adoration, our thanksgiving. St. Jean Vianney said that our prayer is incense that gives Jesus the greatest pleasure. So He wants to hear our voice when it's just the two of us. But you know, since prayer is nothing else than union with the Word made flesh, then the words that our flesh speak as His disciples the rest of the day, apart from our silent, solitary time with Him, must be purified. Because too often our speech is garbled and impeded by trash talk and unkind words. And so by taking us away from the crowd in solitude, Jesus wants to touch our tongue and take away that speech impediment. Because after we have that intimate time of solitude with the Lord, that intimate time in which of communication with Him, then we must communicate Him to others. It's kind of like what the Lord meant, or what St. Paul meant, when he writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, "Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for edifying, as fits the occasion, that it may impart grace to those who hear." That is why authentic disciples, like Jesus Himself, proclaim good news. And so Jesus wants to take away our speech impediment that keeps us from speaking plainly about Him. And so let us not be drowned by or contribute to the cacophony of this techno-barbaric age, but every day emerging from that solitude with the Lord in which He touches our tongue so that we can speak plainly and opens our ears so we can hear His voice, then by our vital presence, we will purify the air. Amen.